Today, the president of the American Bar Association called on the Bush administration to justify withholding legal rights from American citizens classified as enemy combatants. Robert Hirschhorn spoke at the ABA's annual convention in Washington, where a main topic is the role of the legal system in the new war on terrorism. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Hirschhorn presented a report by an ABA task force on the treatment of enemy combatants. The full association has not yet approved the report, but Hirschhorn is releasing it anyway. The report asks the administration and Congress to lay out clear standards for when someone is an enemy combatant and under what conditions they can be detained. ABA President Hirschhorn says, yes, terrorists must be hunted down and brought to justice, but in the American tradition.
We need to be mindful that while we are fighting for democracy, we must protect the fabric of our democracy. And that means our Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
The ABA report also states that all detained U.S. citizens should have access to judicial review and a lawyer. No ifs, ands, or buts on that point, said Hirschhorn. Finally, the report asks that officials consider the international impact of the U.S. treatment of enemy combatants. It says actions here could be used as precedents to establish international legal norms. There are two cases that concern the ABA task force. Yasser Issam Hamdi, an American-born man captured in Afghanistan, then transferred to the U.S., and Jose Padilla, arrested in the U.S. and accused of plotting to detonate a dirty bomb. Both men are in military custody with no charges against them and no access to a lawyer. Supporters are trying to contest their detentions in court. The chair of the ABA task force, Neil Sonnett, compared those cases to that of John Walker Lind, the so-called American Taliban, who was charged and did receive counsel.
We just don't see a reason why someone who is a United States citizen and not charged with anything should receive fewer rights than those United States citizens and even foreign nationals who have been charged with serious crimes.
The Bush administration has argued that its strategy is all about intelligence and gathering enough to prevent another possible terror attack. Legal analyst Ruth Wedgwood says in World War II, if an American was captured fighting with the Germans, he did not have the right to a lawyer.
It was taken to be a prerogative of the law of war, as is recognized in the Third Geneva Convention on Prisoners of War, that you have a right to interrogate that person to see what they know about the enemy's plans, where is he going to move, what's he going to do, does he have a booby trap in the next bridge, or in the case of Al-Qaeda, are they planning to deploy a dirty bomb in Chicago?
Wedgwood says if Yasser Hamdi or Jose Padilla were given counsel, the first thing any good lawyer would tell them is, don't say anything, and that could mean you miss the next attack. But Wedgwood cites the so-called law of war, which is always applied to battlefields. It raises the question, is the U.S. a battlefield?
Well, Lower Manhattan certainly was, and across the river from where I'm standing, and the Pentagon certainly was. And Al-Qaeda's intention seems to be such.
By contrast, ABA officials spoke of protecting the rights of those being held far from any battlefield. It's not clear how much influence the report will have with the administration. President Bush was invited months ago to speak before the ABA convention this weekend, but declined for scheduling reasons. The administration and the Bar Association have clashed over ABA review of candidates for judgeships. ABA President Hirschhorn made a point of applauding the administration's conduct in Afghanistan, but he said the detention of enemy combatants at home has far-reaching implications. He said, when we look back 10 or 20 years from now, we want to feel we did the right thing. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.